This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Welcome again to the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. We're so glad to come to you again in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. I'm Reverend Jack Cook, broadcasting to you from beautiful College Station, Texas. And we're just glad to be here with you again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're just excited about coming to you where you are. We're excited about the possibilities of just reaching you throughout this whole wide world via the internet. Hallelujah. And this ministry is established for the glory of God. Hallelujah. For the word of God, that it may be propagated throughout the world, both now and in the age to come. Hallelujah. This ministry is for this age in which we live, and y'all is futuristic. Hallelujah. The Lord has a purpose for what he's doing, and we'll be talking about this as we move forward. And we have so much to share with you. We're just excited about coming to you on this wise, because truly we're here for no other way but in obedience unto what the Lord have told us to do, and we're here for the glory of God. And we thank God for the privilege and the honor and blessing to come into your hearing today. And listen, we value your time. We know we must redeem the time. Hallelujah. And so we honor your time. We value your time. So that's why you will find a lot of these broadcasts will be quick to the point. They will be abbreviated to some extent. Another reason for that is that we may quicken in your spirit a desire to put a hunger and a thirst in your spirit, man, that you will search the word of God for yourself, because at the heart of everything that we do here is to bring you to that saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, and to quicken in your heart a desire to search the scripture and to pursue your relationship with him. If you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, we pray that you know right now that if you are listening to my voice right now, that it is by no mistake. I don't believe in coincidence. I believe in providence. And if you have clicked on here, if you have dialed in here, then it's because the Holy Spirit have drawn you here. And I pray you do not leave, but you stick with us, that you take advantage of what we're bringing before your hearing, that you may know and understand the truths, the principles, precepts, and statutes that the kingdom of God has that brings life, life evermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless you today and thank you for this day and this time. We pray, Father, Lord, that you be glorified in it. Lord, we love you and thank you. Hallelujah. For all that you have done and all that you're doing and all that you're going to do, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless this broadcast. We pray that you will continue to draw, Holy Spirit, according to your will and purpose. We pray you continue to glorify, hallelujah, the Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, be glorified, we pray, and manifest your perfect will. Hallelujah, Lord. Be glorified on earth as you are in heaven. Hallelujah. Let your word go forth, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Scatter your word throughout this world, Lord. Embed it, hallelujah, in this internet, Lord, that it will not be plucked out until it accomplished all that you have purposed it to do. In your mighty name, we pray, Lord Jesus. Bless your holy name. Now bless every soul that will have an ear to hear, Lord. Bless every soul that you have drawn, Holy Spirit, to quicken your word in their spirit, in their soul, in their heart, Lord, that they will hunger and thirst for righteousness, Lord, to Lord, fall head over heels in love with you, Lord, to set themselves to obey you, Lord, at all costs, Lord, that you will be, Lord, glorified in their life, Lord, that their relationship with you will be strengthened. Hallelujah. That they will pursue you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. As David pursued you, Lord God. Ah, we bless you, Lord Jesus. And thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. And we rejoice and are glad in it. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus. Are we excited about you Amen. We want to just minister to you. We want to be able to encourage you, to strengthen you, to comfort you in the word of God, that you will be equipped. Hallelujah. That you will be able to endure, that you will be able to stand and endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We want to recruit you into the army of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And teach you how to walk unto his glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Listen, we want to let you know we're excited about coming to you. We're planning a segment coming up. I don't know if we talked about this the last time, but I'm planning a segment entitled Treasures of Wisdom. And what we want to do with that, it's been on my heart so many times. I want to bring some of the seniors that I'm blessed to know into the studio here and just to record them and to allow them to take this time and just bless us with some treasures of wisdom from their life experiences and their walk with God, just some common sense observations that they may want to share with us. You know, I just feel it's a tragedy that so often so much wisdom and experience and knowledge and understanding just perishes, just goes to the grave without it being left as a legacy to those that are here and those that are to come. So I want to take advantage of, take opportunity of what we have going here and want to bring that about as the Lord sees fit. And so we'll be moving forward with that. Hopefully we can get one up and going. And I'm going to ask my mom, because I can't think of a more honored person as far as I'm concerned to kick this off. I'm going to ask her to come to just share with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so we'll bring in that for your edification here sometime soon. Amen. So we're just excited about, amen, what the Lord has for us. We just have so many things, so much vision and so many possibilities that we are looking for to be able to do for the glory of God. And I'm just excited to be able to yoke up with you and that we can partner up and we can yoke up and together we can just do these great exploits for the glory of God now and in the times to come. Amen. I pray it just quicken something in your spirit to encourage you and to kindle that creativity and innovativeness in you, that you will run forth, amen, and do that thing that God may have on your heart to do. Amen. Believe me, I'm telling you, I keep telling you over and over, the fact that we are communicating right now is a straight up miracle from God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all forgive me. Sometimes I go back to my roots, you know, and I just fall back into it. So I'm just being me. I'm just being me. And I don't mean to demean or ridicule or offend anyone. I just thank God to be able to come to you as me. And I believe that God wants to work through me. He called me as me, and he's refining me, he's purging me, he's cleansing me through trials. Amen. As John said, that when the Lord come, he will baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire. Well, that fire is the cleansing, purging away of the dross, the impurities in our life. And so believe me, he's doing that. Amen. And if you're a child of God, you know what I mean, because he's doing it in your life too. Matter of fact, God tries the hearts of all men. So he tries us all. Amen. He wants us all to grow. He wants us all to grow up into maturity. He expects us to grow up. And so if he expects us to do it, hey, let's do it. Amen. Let's do it. Amen. Let's do it together. Amen. That is why the Lord gave gifts to the church, that we may all come to the fullness and stature and to maturity in him. Amen. Praise God. Listen, don't want to take up too much more of your time today. I'll be brief today. Just wanted to kind of share with you in an informal way. Just kind of share with you a little bit what's on my heart. Amen. And feel free to contact us and share with us what's on your heart so we can get some feedback going. So we may talk about some things that's on your heart. We may talk about some topics or some subjects that's on your heart. Today, though, we want to just briefly talk about this segment. We want to talk about the topic of how to study the Bible. How to study the Bible. Again, this is in line with our desire that you will search the scriptures. You'll do like the Bereans in the book of Acts and search the scriptures for yourself. Doesn't do you any good if you don't search it for yourself, you all. Believe me. Hallelujah. It needs to take root into your heart. Hallelujah. It needs to take root in your being. It needs to take root in your spirit, man, if you're born again. And so we just want to briefly give you just a quick talk here concerning how to study the Bible. Now, I'm going to bring you 3 points that I was blessed with from Professor Howard Hendricks. And Dr. Hendricks, I pray you forgive me. I looked all over my library and in my study material for your book and the video that I had. And I wanted to really give you your propers in that. But I pray that you will just allow me to just hone in on the 3 principles that you had brought out in your study on this matter of how to study the Bible. It really impacted my life, and I want to thank God for your being obedient to Him and teaching that in such a simple way for the common man like me to be able to take and to digest and to understand. Amen. But in Dr. Howard Hendricks' study there on how to study the Bible, there's 3 things he brought out, and I just want to share that with you because it's really simple. We like keeping things simple around here. I think Jesus liked keeping things simple. Amen. I think the gospel is really a simple thing, and we just like complicating things. That's part of our nature as our created and made state of being there in the first Adam. We got to make a study or science out of everything. We even try to make a science of God, call it theology. But you know what? Although it is mysteries and although it is past finding out, when you get to the heart of it, it's really quite simple. And that is obey God at all times. Do what He tells you to do. Do that which is right according to His sight. Glorify Him in all things. Hallelujah. Amen. Seek ye. That's what at the heart of what I believe the Lord was saying to seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. So one of the first of the 3 principles that he brought out, one of the first he brought out was in studying the Word of God was that of observation, of observation. Basically what he said is we need to be like Sherlock Holmes when it comes to our observation. And we, you know, as a people, we need to be more observant overall. I know I'm guilty of not being as observant as I should be of my environment around me. You know, the Lord said, watch and pray. Amen. We are to watch and pray. We're to be observant of the times, need to be observant of the things that are going on around us. We need to pay attention to world events. We need to pay attention to the local events, to the news, to the things that are happening in our homes, in our communities, in our state, in our nation. We need to be observant. We need to observe the times. We need to not to be enchanters or not to be astrologers and along that vein, but we need to know the seasons of life and the times that we're in, the age that we're in. We need to watch. Hallelujah. And we need to be more observant. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to watch for the little things. I remember Dr. Hendricks, he had a little round table discussion, and he put a few things on the table. He set them on the table, and then he took them off right quick, and he told the participants there to just state, recall what was on the table there. And, you know, it was amazing that very few of them could actually recall everything that was on that table. But that's a good clue into just how observant that we are. So we need to observe when it comes to studying not only the scripture but any book. We need to look at the who, what, when, where, why, and how. We need to look at who is being talked to, who is the subject there, what is the subject, the who, what, when, where, why, and how. We need to answer those questions. We need to be like Sherlock Holmes when it comes to our observation, because our observation is critical in the next 3 aspects there. First being observation, and then the second being interpretation. Because if your observation is correct, if your observation is astute, if your observation is on target, then that's going to lead you to a right, solid, sound interpretation of your observations. Amen. And so the second being your interpretation, because the interpretation is based highly upon your observation. And then the third being there, and the most important, which makes the first two even more critical and more important, is the application. It doesn't do any good to study. It doesn't do any good to go through all these observation, interpretation, if you're not going to set yourself to apply the things that you have learned in the Word of God. It does not do you any good if you don't apply the principles of godly wisdom in your life. Amen. You know, if a person just wants knowledge for knowledge's sake, you can attain to that. You can get that. But that's not glorifying God. It's not edifying the church. And it's not really benefiting you at all. Amen. But believe me, there's a lot of people out there that just get off on just knowledge. They love. Anyway, I won't go there. I'll leave that alone. But you know what I'm saying. Amen. And so observation, interpretation, and application. Those three components. Now, for scholars and us theologian types, we refer to that as exegesis. But for the rest of us, it's called studying the Bible. You want to apply those three principles and studying the Bibles, and that is of observation. Be like Sherlock Holmes. Dig into it. Amen. The Word of God is a treasure of wisdom. It's a treasure. It's a treasure. It's literally a treasure. It's like that pearl of great price that the Lord talked about, and it is worth searching out. Amen. The Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, amen, is worth searching out. So observation, interpretation, amen. Because you need to be able to have understanding. You need to be able to understand that which you've come to know. Amen. Knowledge just for knowledge's sake, like I said, is okay. It really ain't okay. But if that's what you want, that's what you'll get. But to hear means to know and to understand. In most contexts, when you read that word here, you should know and to understand. Amen. So God expects us to know and to understand. Amen. That which he is teaching us, the principles of the kingdom of God. God, hallelujah, amen, wants us to know. Amen. And to understand. He expects us to know and to understand, to search the scriptures. Amen. Don't be lazy. Amen. Don't be lazy. Can't be no lazy Christian, man. You have to get in it. I'm not going to get in it for you. No sound pastor is going to just bind you up and require that you know, that thing is dead, man. That's what the early church used to do. It's back in the day, back in the beginning, you know, they wanted to monopolize the Word of God. As a matter of fact, there are a lot of good men that lost their lives. William Tyndale is one of them. Amen. Lost his life because he dared to take the Word of God and to translate it from the Greek and the Hebrew and from the Latin into English as they understood it then to the common man, English language. And he lost his life behind that, as did so many other great scholars and so many other great men of God. John Wycliffe is another one. Amen. That was a martyr. Well, Wycliffe died of natural causes, but believe me, he was persecuted behind it. Amen. And then there are others that just came along. Polycarp, amen. He was martyred, amen. So you just go on and on and on down the pike, which leads me to my next thing I want to talk about, and that's getting you some good Bible study tools. Amen. And listen, I would recommend you get yourself three things. You get yourself the Holy Bible. Amen. And when I say Holy Bible, I mean the Holy Bible. Get yourself a good King James Version of the Bible. Now you can buy discipleship study Bibles in the King James Version. You can buy life application Bibles in the King James Version. You can buy the Rainbow Bible. You can buy all these Bibles. You can get them in the King James Version. Listen, you need to get them while they're around, because believe me, the enemy is trying to do away with the King James Version. And listen, I know you have a lot of scoffers at that, and you have a lot of proponents of these new versions. I like what G.A. Ripplinger called them, was a New Age Bible versions. Amen. You need that foundation. You need that foundation. You know, well, I don't understand it. Listen, that's why you have to search it. You have to look past that. And believe me, it's been proven. The Fleisch Kincaid thing that you have on your Word computer when you want to know how easy it is to read and all of that, it's been determined from that the King James Version is written at a sixth grade level, and all these other new versions are written at 11th grade level and on. So, hey, which one's actually easier to read? King James Version flow. Hey, and if you're a brother, listen, believe me, the King James Version have it going on. King James Version talk like we talk. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. You just got to get with it. You got to stop listening to the scoffers, listening to basically to the enemy. Because let me tell you, the devil is doing a job on the word of God. I'm just straight up telling you like it is. The devil is trying to destroy the foundation, the truth that is in the word of God. And what is he doing? He's doing it. I told y'all last time, he's doing it the way he did it in the beginning. He's doing it the way he did it with Eve in the garden. He's doing it the way he tried to do it with Jesus. He's still trying to do it today. And that is corrupt the word of God. Hallelujah. He's trying to change the word of God. He's trying to diminish and to refute the supremacy and the sovereignty of Christ Jesus. Amen. Y'all need to check this thing out. Don't be foolish about this thing. Hallelujah. Listen, I want to recommend to you that you search this thing for yourself. Y'all, I'm telling you, I'm not going to just tell y'all some things and just leave it up to you. Believe me, I'm not your Messiah. I'm a servant of Christ. I'm a servant of the Most High God. I am your minister, but it doesn't do you any good or me any good for you to just take everything I say and just run with it. You got to get this thing in your spirit. There was a great article in Charisma Magazine. When was this? For September 2006, Charisma Magazine. Talking about ink in the blood. Amen. Did an excellent article concerning those that were martyred for the message. Amen. And that was the title, Martyred for the Message. And listen, let me tell you, that's the distinctive difference between all these newfangled versions you got running around and that of the King James Version, the Tyndale Version, of the Wycliffe, and those brothers that have given their life. They shed their blood. They gave their life for the word of God, that you and I may come to read and understand and have our own Bible. Amen. I like what it called, God's Word for the Common Man. And you know, I search my name out, Jack, as simple as that is. Jack is the common name for the common man. Amen. And I'm a common brother for a common people. Amen. Amen. Believe me, that's back when the caste system, you had commoners and then you had the noblemen and all that old stuff over in England. You know how I go. But I'm just, in other words, I'm just everyday folk. Amen. Because God used and God loved everyday people. And so the Holy Bible, amen, is for everyday folk. But you know what? There's a lot of brothers. And when I say brothers, I mean brothers in Christ. Amen. That lost their life, that their blood was spilled, that was martyred, amen, for the word of God, to translate it, literally translate it from the Greek and Hebrew and from the Latin unto that which we can understand today in the English version. And then secondly, like I said before, you need to get yourself a good straight up dictionary. And I want you to consider what I'm saying. I want you to go and read the biography of Noah Webster, because God used that brother, hey, another Christian brother. I know he gets put down today. People talk about him and put him down. God used that brother to do a powerful thing. He used him to take the English language from the British English over there, and he took and he more or less transposed it, if you will, translated into American English. And the definitions that he used in the examples that he gave, if you get one of the exhaustive, unabridged Noah Webster dictionaries, you'll see he references the Holy Bible in most all of his examples of the meanings of words. You know, the English language is a pretty basic language. It's not as complex as the Hebrew and Greek and other languages. And so a lot of our English words have a lot of different contexts, a lot of synonyms, a lot of antonyms, and all of those things for you English majors. Y'all can help explain that better than I can. But so we have to understand what the context is. And when we read the word, we have to search the word. And let me tell you another thing that's happening with words themselves, period, is that there's a group out there. I was listening to this piece on public radio, and they were talking about the dictionary, and they were talking about words. There's a society of people out there, they call themselves watchers. And these folks literally are watching and listening to society, listening to how people use words, how the meanings of words change, and how the contexts of them are changed and all of that. And they are literally taking that, whatever is popular and whatever they deem or observe that society is using and meaning for a word. And they're actually, in their updated dictionaries, they're actually changing the meaning of different words. And believe me, y'all, that's falling right into the hands of the enemy, because there's nothing more than he wants to do is deconstruct, hallelujah, amen, the knowledge and wisdom of the word of God. That's just falling straight in the plans and in the hands of the enemy. Amen. That's what he wants to do, is corrupt the meaning, corrupt the word of God. Because the more he does that, y'all, the more he diminishes its authority, the more he diminishes its power. So you need to know what words mean. You need to know what they're saying. You need to know, because believe me, there is power in our words. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Amen. And if you're a child of God, you have authority. Amen. You need to learn how, and you need to set yourself to know what you're saying, to say what you mean and mean what you say, and say it with authority. Amen. Because believe me, it carries power. It carries authority on things visible and things invisible, and things temporal and in things eternal. So we have to understand, amen, the meaning of what we're saying, and we need to be able to communicate that effectively and powerfully. Amen. Hallelujah. And so if you just feel led to refer to another version, amen, that's what you want to do, then so be it, you know. But hey, what I'm saying is, y'all, you need to get a good foundational King James Version. You need to use that as your point of reference, as your point of authority. And then thirdly, get yourself a good Strong's exhaustive concordance of the Bible. And you need to be careful about that, because the enemy has gone in and started corrupting, amen, Brother Strong's concordance. You know, Brother Strong, I'm sure by now he's probably gone on to be with the Lord. But James Strong did a powerful, powerful study, exhaustive work here in this concordance. And so by all means, we need to use these tools that the Lord God himself, I would offer to you, use these brothers like James Strong and Noah Webster and other brothers. And if you just wanted to add a Bible commentary to your arsenal there, then I, of course, would recommend Matthew Henry. I tell you, that brother's on it. But most of all, I submit to you, offer to you, in this age that we're in, y'all, you must set yourselves to hear and to know the voice of the Lord for yourself. You need to know the Spirit of the Lord when he's speaking into your spirit, man. You need to set yourselves to hear his voice, that you will know him, because the Lord has a way of affirming his word. He has a way of speaking to us, you know, sometimes through the fire, sometimes through the flood, sometimes through the earthquake, sometimes through the wind, sometimes through lightning, sometimes through thunder. But most of the time, it really is through that still small voice that speaks quietly and lovingly into our spirit. If we will just hear, if we will be attentive to his voice, to know his voice, to hear and to know his voice. Amen. So we must do that. We must do that. That is of paramount importance, because in the next few segments moving forward, we're going to be moving into some things that may shake you, that may rock the world of your, cut against the grain of your traditional teaching and hearing, because, hey, God is doing some powerful things in this age that we're living in, and this time that we're living in, and the mysteries of the kingdom of God are being manifest exponentially, manifested into the hearing of his children who love him, whose heart is mature, whose heart is complete, is perfect toward him, who, I'm telling you, who have set themselves to do that which is right according to his sight. His eyes are still going to and fro throughout the earth, and he's looking for that people to show himself strong through y'all. And hey, and I'm looking for you too. Amen. I'm looking for you too. Amen. And you all need to look for each other. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to look for people of like mind. That's what Paul was talking about in Philippians and in Galatians, to be like-minded. Amen. And there's no greater mind to be. There's no more oneness to be in being with one accord, being with like mind, of one mind and one spirit, is to set yourself Amen. To love the Lord your God, the Most High God, hallelujah, Jehovah God, Creator God, our Father, with all of your heart and your soul and your strength and your might. Hallelujah, amen. You do that and you'll learn how to love your neighbor. You'll learn how to love yourself, amen. And you'll learn how to do that which is right according to his sight, amen. And to obey him. Amen. The Lord Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So listen, we have to have that like-mindedness. We have to have a mind. Amen. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So listen, if you just want to do some further study on this matter of these new versions, because believe me, this is warfare, y'all. You know, the enemy is subtle. Amen. Devil is subtle. He's subtle in his ways. He's been working like that from day one. And he's still like that. Amen. And he knows exactly what he's doing. Amen. And so this is at the foundational, at the forefront of us knowing and understanding. So I would recommend to you a few books if you're just interested to it. You might want to, and I don't always do this, but they can do it better than I can. Amen. No need reinventing the wheel. Hallelujah. You might want to check out New Age Bible Versions by G.A. Riplinger. That's R-I-P-L-I-N-G-E-R. ISBN number 0-9635845-0-2. New Age Bible Versions by G.A. Riplinger. Amen. A very good book. Very informative. You also want to check out The Christian's Handbook of Manuscript Evidence by Peter S. Ruckman. The Christian's Handbook of Manuscript Evidence by Peter S. Ruckman. Amen. Amen. Another good book. Hallelujah. And then another book entitled, If the Foundations Be Destroyed. Now, that's a powerful title there. Amen. Right in line with what I've been sharing with you today. Title of this book by Chick Salaby, by Reverend Charles Salaby. Amen. Is entitled, If the Foundations Be Destroyed. If the Foundations Be Destroyed, by Charles Salaby, S-A-L-L-I-B-Y. Amen. Library of Congress catalog card number 94-90335. Amen. And then thirdly, I'd recommend to you a book entitled Defending the King James Bible. Defending the King James Bible. By, I believe the author is Reverend D.A. Waite, W-A-I-T-E. Amen. And that's ISBN number 1-56848-000-8. Amen. Defending the King James Bible. Amen. Good book. Amen. A Fourfold Superiority, God's Word Kept Intact in English. Amen. Is the complete title. By Reverend D.A. White, T.H. Doctor of Theology. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Listen, it's been a blessing coming to you. I just wanted to be able to come to you today and to set this foundation. So as we move forward, you can have these tools. Believe me, this is an investment, amen, in the kingdom of God. This is an investment. You all get them tools. There's a lot of new software out there. There's some outstanding software out there today. You can get most of what we talked about here, especially, you know, you got versions of the Bible on software. You got the Strong's Concordance available now on software. You can get most commentaries now on software. There's just a wealth. Y'all, we are so blessed in this age in which we live in this age. The Word of God is just so available to us, y'all. We have no excuse in this age in which we live. The Lord in this dispensation of grace and the church age in which we live have just blessed the Word of God to just be available in just so many different formats and just so readily here, at least here in America. And I know there's some of you in nations around the world that are being persecuted for this very thing we're talking about, for the Word of God and the preaching of the gospel. And we lift you up in prayer. Father, we lift them up right now, Lord, for every soul that may have been blessed to tune into this broadcast this podcast, Lord, wherever they are, if they're in a place where they are persecuted for Jesus Christ and for the gospel's sake, I pray, Lord, that you will cover them this day. I pray that you will bless them, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will put a hedge of protection around them. I pray you rebuke the enemy in their life and by the power of your blood, Lord Jesus, and the authority of your word, we pray and we touch and agree, Lord God. Be ye glorified, Lord, in their life, Lord. Give them strength. Give them a double portion, Lord God, of your consecrated anointing, Lord, upon their life, Lord God. Give them, Lord, endurance, Lord God. Give them, Father, Lord, the ability. Give them the hope, Lord, hallelujah, that will keep them, Lord, inspired and keep them joyful, Lord, even in the midst of their fiery affliction, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that you will bless them, Lord. I pray you give them, Lord, double for their trouble, hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus, Lord Jesus. Oh, and I pray their reward be great, Lord, in, Father, Lord, in your kingdom, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Bless us all, Lord God, that we may continue to be with one accord, with like mind, Lord, and that is to glorify you in all that we say and do, Lord God, in our conduct, in our character, in our conversation, Father, Lord. Be glorified, Father, on earth as you are in heaven, for you're worthy, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're worthy of our worship. You're worthy of our service. You're worthy, Lord God, of our very lifeblood unto you, Lord. For indeed, Lord, without you, we are nothing, Lord. Without you, we can do nothing, Lord. God, but in you, through you, and by you, we can do all things, Lord, if you strengthen us this day. So strengthen us, we pray. Oh, Lord God, in your mighty name, Lord Jesus, we pray. We love you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Take this prayer, Lord, straight to the throne, we pray. Hallelujah. Father, hear our prayer, Lord God, and be glorified, Lord, this day, we pray. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Listen, if you are tuning in, if you're still listening, oh Lord God, if you're still listening right now, then that's nothing, truly nothing short of a miracle. Because if you're listening and you're not saved, if you're listening and there's no place in your life that you have not confessed with your mouth and believed in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, this is your time right now. Believe me, the Holy Spirit brought you right to this point right now. And if you are listening, and if you have never received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, now is your time. Now is the acceptable time. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. Don't walk away from this day without receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You might say, well, preacher, how do I do that? Well, let me just offer to you right quick. You might say a simple prayer just like this. And if you have not received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, would you just repeat after me right now? Amen. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Dear God, say it with me. Dear God, I am a sinner. Dear God, I recognize, I believe that sin excites your wrath. Dear God, I believe the Bible that says Jesus Christ is the only one that can save me. So, dear Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I give you my breath. I give you my body. I give you my will. I give you my very being. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Listen, if you have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, if you have with your very mouth confessed the Lord Jesus. Amen. And believed in your heart. Believed in your heart. That is, you cling to, you hope to, you grabbed hold of that God raised Jesus from the dead for the remission, for payment of your sin. That Jesus Christ was the substitute for your sin. For we all have sinned, my brother and my sister, and come short of the glory of God. Amen. You know, when you come short of something, you still short. I don't know, matter how close you get to it, you still come short. You may be religious and you may be righteous and you may in your own way and you may know the Bible and you may study the Bible. But if you have not received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and by faith in him received his saving work on Calvary for you, then at the end of the day, you still found the record will still show that you came short. Hallelujah, of the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Because listen, God cannot look upon sin. Amen. You cannot stand before God without holiness. Without holiness, no one will see God. Amen. And so the only payment for the penalty of sin that stains us, that condemns us, that causes us to be unholy and unrighteous before God is the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. For without the shedding of blood, there's no remission, no payment of sin. Amen. And so Jesus came, who knew no sin, became sin for us. Amen. It was all in God's plan. God did it for us. Amen. For when we were God's enemies, amen, God sent his son. Hallelujah. Amen. Who redeemed us from the curse of the law. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Romans 5:8 says, But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, verse 9, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Amen. Amen. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Hallelujah. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the reconciliation. Oh, glory to Jesus. Or the atonement, amen, for our sins. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is the atonement that is sufficient unto God. Hallelujah, for your sins, for my sins, for our sins. Praise God. So listen, if this is the day of salvation unto you, amen, we want to hear from you. Praise be to God for his unspeakable gift in Christ Jesus. We'll talk to you later. God bless you all. And until then, God richly bless you. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you.